Dalam sebuah acara Christmas Carols di Logan, Gurbir Singh Chhabra dan juga Sarbjit Kaur menikmati suasana perayaan tersebut bersama dengan cucu-cucunya. Acara ini merupakan kegiatan keluarga yang khusus mereka nantikan setiap datangnya musim panas.
25 December, that Christmas ceremonies, that good.
Gurbir dan Sarbjit menikmati kebersamaan mereka dengan cucu-cucunya.
They are talking with us and playing with us. We go for walk together.
Sementara bagi salah satu warga Rochdale, Debbie Cox, selain bersepeda, berenang, dan juga mengunjungi pantai, dirinya telah merencanakan kegiatan artistik tertentu untuk cucu-cucu perempuannya yang berusia 4 dan 6 tahun.
We're doing paper mache, which is the paper, newspaper and glue. We're going to make our own little survival kit of bowls and plates and cups, and that takes a while to do, so every day they come back and put another layer on, and at the end we paint them. And they'll play with that like a tea set in the end.
Jika Anda mencari sesuatu yang bersifat mendidik, maka Anda bisa mendapatkannya di perpustakaan setempat. Tom Browning adalah program officer untuk Young People and Families di State Library of Queensland. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa perpustakaan di seluruh Australia seringkali memiliki berbagai program yang menarik untuk meningkatkan kemampuan membaca anak.
Like for instance, here in Queensland at the moment, we've got the first Five Forever literacy program, which is really about providing opportunities for young children and their families to come on in, play, sing, read, and have those kind of enriching experiences that are A, really fun and enjoyable for everyone, but also kind of deliver those early literacy outcomes, which are really important.
Terdapat lebih dari 1,600 perpustakaan umum di seluruh Australia. Namun sebenarnya, Anda tidak harus benar-benar berada di perpustakaan untuk bisa melibatkan cucu-cucu Anda dalam program baca tulis. Kini, segalanya bisa diakses secara online.
Every year, over the summer, public libraries all across Australia run a program called the Summer Reading Club. And that's a program that's online, and it's designed to try and keep children engaged in reading over those summer months when they're not at school. There is a known phenomenon called the summer slide, where children's learning can drop off in those months in between school. And of course, it's important for them to have their own time and be playing, but it's a good opportunity to reinforce that love of reading and kind of make some time to continue that.
Di Sydney, Australian Museum memiliki program yang ditujukan bagi anak berusia 9 bulan ke atas. Cordelia Hogg, produser kreatif dari Children's Programs, mengatakan bahwa program yang paling menarik di musim panas ini melibatkan hewan raksasa zaman prasejarah.
During summer, we have Mammoth, Giants of the Ice Age on, which is a family exhibition featuring a 42-year-old thousand baby mammoth, little Luba, who's perfectly preserved, and it's the first time she's come to the Southern Hemisphere. We've got a science show where a presenter tries to send the Earth into another ice age using liquid nitrogen. We get families sleeping over at the museum, and we'll go on a torchlight tour.
Ia menyarankan untuk membawa anak-anak ke taman botanikal jika Anda senang berjalan-jalan.
The Botanic Garden runs a lot of activities that grandparents and children will enjoy, and it's nice to actually get outside learning about nature in context, in nature.
Sementara bagi Debbie Cox, ia memilih untuk melibatkan para cucunya dengan alam dengan mengajak mereka dalam kegiatan berkebun.
We have a vegetable garden which they love to do and to eat from, and this year we're putting in a lot of flowers in the front, and I have a heap of weeding, so I'll be really, really happy to see them come and help me with that. They love to ride around and climb rocks and things while we're doing it, so we even take our cups of tea and our morning tea out and make it a big deal, and they don't know any difference, so they really enjoy it.
Ia juga menyarankan untuk menulis kenangan indah yang Anda lakukan bersama dengan para cucu Anda untuk meninggalkan kesan yang mendalam.
So before bed we talk about how good the day was and what we can write down to remember. It can be as simple as I really appreciated that fantastic ice cream we had today. It was really yummy. Or it can be something about each other. I appreciate how my sister helped me when I fell down or something like that. And when they go back and read these things, it really helps to cement the family together.